Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Hello there. Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. My name is Gabby Campbell. Today I will be reading Unified, written by Elise Turner. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing us together to this podcast today, for those listening now and those that will come at a later time. Your timing is always right, Lord, and I just thank you for that, that you will pour out to us whatever it is that our hearts and minds need to hear from you today. Thank you for this devotional that we are going to look into and the scriptures that will be shared. May we just draw us closer to you, Lord, through it as we read it, Lord, and as we listen to it as well. And may your Holy Spirit fill this place. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Our verse today is John 17:23. So that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Every Thursday evening, I attend a service for young adults in Colorado Springs. During last Thursday's service, worship felt more like labor for me. I struggled and strained to force out what should have flown effortlessly. For a few seconds, I stopped struggling to listen to the voices around me. Though my voice was weak, all together, we were one mighty voice floating to the Father on His throne and the Son on His right side, whom I imagined weeping with happiness, saying to the Father, "Look, the children you have given me. They are unified in glory and belief, for they know who I am. Their praises bring us glory on the earth." This gathering is home for me. The people worshiping next to me, who carried my weakness that night, are my family, with God as our Father. We may not share the same last name, but we share His. We are a family similar to you, your husband, and children. If you've never thought about your family as being representative of the family of believers and how we relate to God, think about the similarities now. You, your children, and your husband are one unit. People rarely think of you without also thinking of your children or husband. You are your individual self, but you're also who they've made you, a mom, a wife. You all belong to each other. You share one name, and the world knows you by that name. This design is no accident. God designed our relationships to reflect the way He relates to us. John 17 states Jesus' hopes for His family, the church, which are not far from those we have for our own families. We are getting a glimpse into Jesus' pure heart for us. This is a chapter we should tune into. In the days before His death, in His last documented prayer, Jesus comes before the Father, pleading for unity, that believers would exemplify the interdependent relationship of the Godhead. "I pray that all of them may be one." John 17:21. In this single prayer, Jesus prays that they, the believers, may be one as we are one, three times. And that was in John 17:11b, 21, verses 21 and verse 22. He is asking that we would be bonded in the same way He and the Father are bonded. Just like in a family, the members of Christ's body function optimally when we rely on and complement each other, love each other, and understand each other's minds and hearts. He follows his pleas for unity with a "so that" clause, "so that the world may believe you have sent me," John 17:21, implying that the former would result in the latter. In other words, if we are unified, the world will know that we really do belong to Jesus, that he is who he says he is, and that his love is freely given to those who believe. How the world sees Jesus depends on how unified we are. The church on earth can only aspire to the level of unity of the triune God. However, if we are surprised by Jesus' emphasis on unity, then it's time for us to realign our desires to those of Jesus, honoring his departing wishes for his blood-bought family. Blessings and love, Elise. Here are some questions to ponder. How can I care for other believers in the same way I care for my children and husband? What does my family show me about unity that I can apply to my relationships with people outside of my family? Faith-filled ideas. Think about other women you are connected to and how you can increase unity with them. You might ask someone what she needs prayer for and pray fiercely for that issue like it's your own. The more you pray for this person, the more you will care for and understand her. Or maybe you can think of a situation in which setting aside your pride would benefit that particular relationship. Sometimes we have to choose to love and serve someone simply because he or she also belongs to Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for these truths. Thank you, Lord, for the encouragement that it brings to our hearts and our minds today. I pray, Lord, that we will soak on this topic of unity, that we will long, Lord, to be unified with our brothers and sisters in the Lord, that we will be unified with the churches that we attend, the family groups within the churches that we belong to, the small groups that we go to, the Bible studies that we may attend. Wherever it is, God, that you have placed us, Lord, teach us how to become more unified with one another. Not just in our own individual families, between spouses and their children, but that we will be unified with the whole body of Christ, all of our brothers and sisters, as they are an extension of you, Father. We love, we care, we serve them, because they are your children also. Continue to draw us closer to you so that we can learn how to love others well, how to love people that we may never have had contact with them had it not been for you and where you've placed us and the places that you take us to. May we be sensitive to the leading of your Holy Spirit and sensing how to choose to love how to love others well and how to love them where they are at. May we pray when we feel led to pray for someone, when we pray in that moment. May we go home and be on our hands and knees praying and lifting their situations up to you, their needs up to you, whatever it is, God. Whether it's prayers that are said out loud or unspoken prayers, Lord, that we may have heard our needs of others, you know exactly, Lord, what they need, and you will guide us in our prayers as we pray for them. Thank you so much, Lord, for being our Father, for being our friend, for being everything that we need, Lord. We feel so much closer to one another when we are close to you. We give you this day. We love you. We praise you. And we thank you for everything that you provide. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day, friends. Bye-bye.